Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now our pod squad are here to separate the good from the rubbish, and today we are chatting about Noble.
I kind of slid to the floor holding the phone. I just couldn't believe it.
Just the biggest betrayal I've ever felt in my life. Not just for me, but for my husband.
You couldn't wrap your head around why did this happen?
I'm Sean Revive, a journalist based in Atlanta. For a long time, I've wondered how 300 bodies could go undiscovered for so long, and what the hell you do once you've found them. To find out, I talked to people who spend more time with the dead than the living.
I found a wood chipper that had bone fragments and what seemed to be bone fragments. And I think he was using this as a processor.
A lot of times people don't know what you saw with your eyes. You saw from maggots, blowflies, spiders, all kind of stuff.
Today's pod squad, Killian Gillity from the Not a Pundit podcast and our own Ellen Butler from the News Talk newsroom are with me in studio. Good afternoon, folks.
Good afternoon.
Ellen, what is this about?
Yeah, this isn't going to be to everyone's taste, as they might have picked up there from the trailer. This is about, it takes us back to the early 2000s. It's actually a couple of weeks after 9/11 and uncovered outside a crematorium in a little village called Noble in Georgia were a number of bodies. So it transpired that, well, I won't give it away, but
yeah.
A gas delivery man arrives at this premises and he comes across this grisly discovery that there's some bodies under tarpaulin behind buildings, this kind of thing. And he raises the alarm, more or less.
Yeah. So over the course of the next couple of episodes, or how many episodes, Killian, first of all, are we?
So there's 8 actual episodes. In the feed, it'll say 14 because they ended up using it for trailers and all that kind of stuff. But there's 8 proper episodes, but it only really gets going in episode 2.
Really?
Yeah, so episode 1 is just kind of like sets the scene.
I was completely hooked in episode 1. Like, totally taken in. Yeah. So, like, totally taken in. Episode 1, you know, I absolutely loved this. 28 minutes long. Here's the story. This is what's happening. Body parts found. We're interviewing the detective. We're 20 minutes into this, right? I'm like, this is going to be deadly. Hooked. Brilliant.
It is like a TV half hour because it's like it has all the intros and everything in the 28 minutes. Now, some of the later ones do get a little bit longer, but I think it tops out at 36 minutes. Like, it's still commutable. But I nearly turned it off after the first episode.
Why?
There's parts of it I kind of thought was like trying to get your word count up in your Leaving Cert project. Like, he talks about, oh yeah, you had a premonition that there's going to be this. I'm like, just let me hear the guy, because I think that's the real gold of this piece, is hearing from the people involved. And they have really, really good interviews. And it's only when in episode 2 and 3 that when you start to hear their accents and stuff, that the picture of the area
and how rural this is.
Yeah. I was also hooked on the first, and then I thought, yeah, he took a while to get to the point. And like you say, there are really good interviews with like the local sheriff, with the guy who owns the family's relatives, the people who are affected, their family members. There's like all sorts of investigators and everything. So there's loads to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, he took a while to get to
it. Now, I have one caveat I will say. I made the mistake of listening to the... I was in very early this morning because I've been out in Ireland AM, and I listened to a few of the episodes over breakfast, right? Now, there are fairly graphic details in the first episode. Look, it's not graphic details. It's probably a bit of cop on. I mean, not many of us probably think about how cremation works, but it is all the grisly details of how your body is cremated.
It's very frank.
And it doesn't hold back on that either now, right?
No, and I thought there was one part that kind of sticks out in my mind where he describes crumbling like a cookie, and I was like, oh, that's,
yeah,
that's
the
bone.
Some descriptions that were a bit graphic.
Yeah.
I don't think it is gratuitous, though. It's very scientific.
It's what happens to
and
your body.
And to be honest, it just confronts you with the reality. It's the one thing that unites us all as human beings. It's
I found
calm
it
down
gave you
road.
Some pause for thought when you're thinking about, you know, the collagen and the fat within your body and how
it goes through the
take.
Hours and the days and what happens to your body. Like, it warns at the start of every episode.
There is a
details
warning
of decay.
And I wouldn't listen to this, you know, if you've somebody terribly unwell at the moment either, or you've just had somebody in your family cremated. I would probably, just from a time sensitivity perspective, I'd hold off maybe.
Absolutely. And it even covers grief and like them kind of topics, because it's one of them kind of pieces that, even if you spoil the story, that's not what this is about. It's about the journey and the kind of the understanding of the context of it. Because this, so it's based in Noble, Georgia. So this was the news of the century as far as that area of that county was concerned. So it's not about kind of going, well, there was 300 bodies found, because that is just front and foremost, that's what it's about. It's like,
it's like a foot is found.
Yeah, and that's where it gets really interesting. It's like, not just that it was found, it's how it was found, how the person felt when it was found, how did the family feel. Like, I think that is where it's really, really good. And it's technically, it is true crime. And I listened to an interview with the people that made it, and he was like, yeah, by its basis definition, this is true crime, but it's not, because it's not about crime. It's about how we deal with death and the conversations
around it. Well, it's lack
of
standards. It's, you know, duty of care, policies in, you know, in places that are obviously doing this. And you kind of spare a thought for the poor delivery driver who was just dropping off a gas canister to the crematorium and found
And even how he wasn't taken seriously.
Yeah.
You can see, because part of the intro there was, how did this go on for so long? And he reported to the local police, and we forget that in America, finding a body isn't national news like it would be here.
Yeah.
And the sheriff who was interviewed himself even admits he didn't take it very seriously. And it goes to show, when a so-called upstanding member of the community or you know, a family is involved, how suspicions are automatically quite low. So it examines all of those kind of things.
Did you like the narrator?
The narrator kind of annoyed me a little bit. I thought it was a little bit American. Now, I love like American Scandal and stuff, and I thought it was a little bit kind of like taking yourself very seriously in a world and all that kind of stuff. But he did grow on me. I thought some of the descriptions were a little bit much, but the production design was fantastic. It was really, really well made. If anybody does listen to it in the car, some of the production sounds can sound like your engine is squealing or something, because there was a couple of times I had to stop it. And I was like, what's going on?
What was happening at that point? Yeah. The cremation. Did you find it a bit grim, a bit sad?
Yeah. And I actually ended up binging it, so I probably wouldn't recommend that. And like you say, it just...
You've listened to all of it, haven't you?
I listened to it all. And I did, for want of a better word, really enjoyed it. Like, it's very well made.
Yeah.
But it's certainly not, it wouldn't be one of those that I say everyone has to listen to. It's graphic, it's difficult. It's really interesting in how it makes you confront your feelings around death and how we treat death and how we, you know, refer to even bodies, how one minute someone will refer to me as Ellen and the next minute after I've died, they're referring to my corpse. And how it was funny how they pointed out that this guy who everyone was paying for his blood, but he didn't kill anyone, which is one of the
I don't want you to ruin it, but I'm only two and a half episodes in, right, to the eight. So do we get a conclusion at the end of this?
We do.
Sort of.
Yeah. Oh, it's a weird one.
You get a real life conclusion where not everything is answered, because not everything is answered in real life.
Okay.
So it has a finality to it. It kind of says this is the end of the story, but it will still kind of leave you questioning at the end, which I think is good. Like, I think it's good to not always have these neat little packages or trying to tie up loose ends for the sake of it.
Had you heard of this podcast?
No.
No, neither had I. No, nobody has.
No,
yeah.
No.
Sometimes I find they're actually the better ones. I have to say, I have, in as much as one, from a sane perspective, can really enjoy something like this. I definitely, having just listened to 2.5, will listen to the end of this.
Yeah, and you're brought to that village. It's, I don't know, something about the accents, the Georgian culture,
and the fact the local sheriff, you know, like, he's nearly the sort of the publican / shop owner. You can kind of picture it in every townland in Ireland. Like, he's sort of that figure, you know. Wears a couple of hats. How many stars out of 5, Killian?
I'm going to say about 3, 3.5, maybe a 4 if I'm feeling nice. Let's say four. I think it is well worth a listen. I just wouldn't be rushing out to listen to it.
Ellen?
Yeah, I think I'll go with 4 as well, because I can't fault it very much. But like that, I won't be listening to it again. It's not one of those you return to, but it's very thought provoking.
Right. Well, I feel I can't give it a fair reflection, having not listened to the entire series. But from what I have listened to, and the fact that I'm going to continue listening to it, I'm going to give it a 4.8.
Oh,
yeah. No, I'm very. Wow. I think if you like this sort of genre of podcast, I think it's up your street. Killian Ginnity from Not a Pundit podcast, our own Ellen Butler from the News Talk newsroom. Thanks a million for joining us today. We are talking about Noble. That is this week's Pod Squad recommendation. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.